followed by Crystal Bounce, Scissor Step and Trey Porty, Star Patrol. Preble gets busy now on the outside of Outback Action, and they're stride for stride with Star Patrol getting about a neck in front of Outback Action, who won't go away. Star Patrol with Outback Action, three quarters a length away. Star Patrol is forging on Trey Porty late, but Star Patrol too good up the straight again. Star Patrol a length and three quarters, Trey Porty.
Well, fortunately, it was race five and not race nine. Clint McDonald only got through two packets of cigarettes and wore out one pair of shoes pacing around the mounting yard waiting for his star to get to the races. But he did it in good style again, and Clint joins us this morning. Congratulations, Clint.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. It was a good day, wasn't it?
It was outstanding performance from Star Patrol. And you could, you know, watching your movements around the mounting yard and you and Moods and other guys having a chat, as you quite often do at the races, you can see that it means a lot to have a horse of his calibre in your stable at this time.
Oh, definitely. You know, we're a small stable compared to some of the big stables going around. And you know, we have 31 in work, so we've got a really young team at the moment. You know, a number of our better horses sort of retired and went off to the breeding barn. And, you know, you're always searching for that next good horse to sort of keep your name up in lights. And you know, we're lucky enough to have found this one. So hopefully we can keep going.
Horses come into stables in different ways. You see Casey Fogden, Mark Newnham have had this horse at different times. He hasn't been the most straightforward horse. For those that don't know, just take us through the background to his way of getting into your stable.
Well, he's a horse that obviously he'd been through Casey and Mark's, and he'd had a number of trials with those guys, and he'd won every single trial, but race day just seemed to not perform to how he was trialing. And I was saying to the owners yesterday, I just think it was probably immaturity with him, and he's come to me, and he got an embargo up in New South Wales for running off the track, and Shane McGrath suggested to the owners to send the horse to me to try and fix him and see whether I can get him going, and I was lucky enough that he came to our new stable at Cranbourne, and we've got beautiful facilities there, and we've got this hillside track out the back, which is just fantastic for a horse like him because he's quite a busy horse, and he works out there, and it's just turned him around.
Have you found any things that you've needed to iron out, or has he been fairly straightforward for you?
He's actually been really good for us. We changed a little bit of gear around with him, and it was more sort of just getting him to work the correct way, I found. And Adam McCabe's done a great job in riding him, and, you know, he sort of rides him in all his work, and understands the horse, and he's quite quirky, the horse. Even Brett said that to me. He said, geez, he's a quirky animal. And you just need to go with him, and he just seems to have found a really happy spot at the moment, and he's enjoying his racing.
You kicked him off at Pakenham, and then he's had those two devastating wins down the straight. Big, spacious tracks. Is that something that's in your thought process as well, just trying to keep him away from perhaps tighter tracks that he has shown a tendency to run off the track, as you said?
Well, yeah, you would have seen him in the yard yesterday. He's quite a big, imposing horse, and he's got a really big action on him. So it sort of just worked out that way. And the programming for this time of the year sort of leads you to Flemington. And when he won like that at Flemington two starts ago, obviously you thought, wow, you know, it took everyone by surprise, to be honest, in how devastating and how he sort of ran against the clock and ran time, you know. And I said to the owners, I said, I think he's a fresh horse. We've got to keep him sort of a month in between runs, let him recover from each run. And the program has just led us to Flemington. But, you know, we go to the Creswick Stakes in 3.5 weeks, and then he'll have a three-week break. So, yeah, I think he'll run 7 furlongs a horse. I think he'll be a really good 7 furlong horse on speed, you know, break their hearts and keep bowling. Because, you know, you watch him, and Brett even said to me, he said, through the line, he just keeps running. You know, he's not easing up. But, yesterday he ran sort of 4 sectionals under 11. So not too many horses can do that and sustain it, you know, and that's what he does.
You've got plenty of options then if you can stretch him out in trip, but go to the Creswick, hopefully he maintains his form there, and no doubt he'd be favourited in early market for that race in a few weeks' time. What are some of the potential spring targets that you could map out for him being a four-year-old then?
Well, I'm very lucky that Alex and Josiah are sort of, you know, I had a chat yesterday, and we've had a plan in our head. So we'll go to the Creswick, then he'll have 3 weeks in the paddock. He'll come back, and we'll go to the Bobby Lewis, and then to the Gill guy. And if he puts his hand up, well, then you go to the Darley Sprint, and that would be spring carnival. Because he's been in work, he's only going to get 3 weeks break. So, you know, we're not going to over-race him early. We're still teaching him, and, you know, he can come back and given the opportunity to see what he can play with the big boys.
like many of the trainers that have relocated from Caulfield to Cranbourne, there seems to be some really good results and great feedback from you guys in terms of the facilities there. What are you finding most attractive out of the change now to be training out of Caulfield?
It's been incredible, to be honest. We all sort of dug our heels in and we thought Caulfield was the place, but it's actually been a godsend for, I think, all the Caulfield trainers in going to Cranbourne. We've got 95 metres of grass. We can have grass every morning if we need it. They're very helpful down there. And it's just such a relaxed environment. Everyone thought it was going to be very busy, but it's the total opposite at Cranbourne. Horses eat better. There's beautiful airflow through the stables. The hillside tracks, they're just incredible. They're just amazing for a horse, especially if you've got a highly strung horse. You go out there and they just switch off. It's like working through the bushland. So, John Maloney's flying, Mick Price, all his airborne. Graham Beck's going terrific, Lloyd's going well. So it's been a real blessing for us. And I think the horses are really showing the results on the track.
Exciting day yesterday, Clinton. Great to see Star Patrol back and again running time. He didn't win by the same margin as last start, but he was 0.3 of a second outside the track record. And the feedback from Brett, from what I can gather and what he said post-race in an interview, he's, like you said, he can just run those sectionals and sustain it. So it gives you plenty of options for the future.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. It's exciting for the stable.
Great work yesterday, Clinton. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Warren. Bye.